in short, we are a poverty to self-sufficiency organization. So we work with people in poverty to help them reach economic self-sufficiency, and we primarily do that through helping them find employment and advance the higher paying jobs.
Your organization has helped more than 4,000 people find jobs, and many of those have come through community partnerships. How are local businesses helping you fulfill your mission?
We have about 65 core employer relationships. That includes a variety of industries around the city. And the employers that we work closely with are great partners in the sense that they are very good about giving us specific information about who they want to hire so that we can effectively match our members to their needs and helping us to make sure we're able to help those people stay on the job once they're hired.
You're taking advantage of the Labor Day holiday to honor your successful members and the staff that assist them with an event online. Tell me about the Labor of Love campaign.
We do one fundraiser each year. Historically, it's been around Thanksgiving time, but this year we decided to move it to Labor Day because labor is what we're about. We're about putting people to work. The Labor of Love campaign is simply a fundraiser to help us raise money to continue to support the programs that we provide to our members.
I love your website, and it clearly outlines how donations are used to help people with the most basic job search necessities, such as transportation costs and required physical exams for some jobs. How do you identify the needs?
It's a tricky question because everybody has different needs. But, you know, looking at the population as a whole, some of the common barriers that the people we work with face are things like transportation. Many of them are dependent on public transportation, and when they're not employed, that's difficult to afford. So we help them provide for those costs. Once they're in the interview process, they need interview clothing. Once they get a job, they may need uniforms, work boots, things of that sort. So we help, we do provide the means to help them overcome those obstacles so that they can truly focus on finding the job and getting the job and doing the job.
And you also provide some training and mentorship.
Yes. The process actually begins with a one-week job readiness training where we teach them about how to go about the job search process and how to make themselves stand out in the interview process. We also address concerns once they're on the job. What are the things that are important in order to be able to meet the employer's expectations on the job?
What do people tell you when they've found success and received that first paycheck?
They're thrilled. For some people, it's their very first job, and it's a very exciting moment. We actually have a tradition here where we have a bell that we ring, and it's a celebration really for everybody who's in the building at that time. We're all celebrating the success that person had.
Who's eligible to participate in this program?
Well, the primary eligibility criteria are people who are living below what the standard 200% of federal poverty level. And we do require them to be willing and able to go to work.
You can find out how to get in touch with Cincinnati Works and the Labor of Love online campaign on our website at wnku.org under local news. Peggy Zink, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.